720 WGN. It is Dane here with you. Skyline Studio, high above Chicago. We are up here on the 18th floor, and I can see a city that is excited about this program that is coming up. We had an opportunity to celebrate with Anthony and Michelle Martin as they came from Philadelphia and brought their groundbreaking program for an announcement with legendary and iconic Mercy Home during the NASCAR Street Race weekend. And we've got them on the line now to give a little bit of a background on that and share some of the excitement for things coming. Anthony Martin, welcome to WGN.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, Dane.
Well, it's great. It's great to have you. And this, I think, is going to be a regular thing as you guys not only making all those waves in the NASCAR world and based in the city of brotherly love, bringing a little bit of that love here to Chicago.
Absolutely. We're extremely excited about bringing it to Chicago. And I guess the great thing about it, too, is the fact that NASCAR and Chevrolet and the organizations that we're actually working with now are really excited about it, too. So, listen, Mercy Homes and the kids of Chicago are going to be for a major treat when we actually start the program, hopefully in the fall of this year.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about your visit here to Chicago. So for the listeners, a little backstory is Anthony does have a lot of family that is here in Chicago. They'll be sort of energized and engaged as we build the program here in the city. But when we talked to you last and when you talked to WGN listeners, that was when you were on your way out. You had an opportunity to hang out, experience the Chicago Street Race. Julie Giese is going to be joining us a little bit later on in the program. But talk a little bit about the city, a city that you know, but a city that was completely transformed for racing.
Absolutely. I thought it was really, really incredible, you know, and it was, I think the really cool thing about it too, is as I walked down, you know, down the street in the city of Chicago, downtown there, and you could hear the race cars come around. I was looking at the reaction of a lot of the folks who were just walking down the street, and the sound of the cars and, you know, and just the excitement of the race itself garnered a lot of attention. So I can kind of understand, you know, why NASCAR is there. Because, listen, I mean, obviously you have NASCAR fans, but then you're trying to create new NASCAR fans, too. So that was really, really, really cool. And then also the fact that we were in the building there and we were actually able to overlook the track there was really, really, really cool. So, and then also, too, I talked to Kyle Larson, you know, while I was there, too, one of the star NASCAR drivers. And they were really excited about the race. I mean, as you mentioned, it rained last year. So this year they got opportunity to really drive and really get out there, and it really, really exposed the race. But, again, like I said, we're really, really excited about it. And I think that it's funny. Chicago and Philadelphia are really pretty much alike, you know, in reference to being stick and ball towns. So to actually have a NASCAR race, you know, downtown Chicago is huge. And I think that as they continue to do that, they're going to grow more and more fans, you know, in that particular area.
And as linked in as you are with some of those biggest stars and best teams and organizations, and of course NASCAR itself, as, and I saw some of the pictures, Anthony, like you were there on the podium with Shane Van Gisbergen, who of course was the defending champion. He won the Xfinity race, and there you are, you and Michelle, with Jim Campbell from Chevrolet. I saw pictures of you. You mentioned Kyle Larson. You said one of the stars. I got to think maybe the biggest star in NASCAR right now. He is absolutely on fire, and those conversations about being maybe the best driver, well, maybe one of the best drivers, maybe of his era, right? You know, he can drive almost anything. And then I saw pictures of you and Jeff Gordon as well. So as you were with those iconic stars and personalities of the sport, what was their reaction when you said, you know what, hey, you're seeing me here, it's because we're bringing the school to Chicago?
Well, they were really excited. They were surprised, but really, really excited about it. I mean, I think that, again, as they, you know, I guess NASCAR continues to grow that marketplace there, they're excited about that. And again, I think the thing that's most exciting about it, too, Dane, to be honest with you, is the fact that now these kids are going to get a chance to be able to experience NASCAR, be able to experience racing. And I think by us having the Urban Reef Racing School there, for kids who don't really know too much about racing, for kids who desire to get involved in racing, they would have that opportunity to be able to do that now. So people like Jeff Gordon, Kyle Larson, Alex Bowman, all these other folks that we actually work with are really, really excited about that potential and excited about where we're going with this.
Think about this. You mentioned the similarity, sort of sister cities in a lot of different ways. Big cities, you know, with traditional media, traditional sports, not necessarily racing cities, have challenges maybe on the crime side, maybe challenges in the educational system. And so as you can share, and I think a lot of listeners can, they can understand how programs like this would be beneficial, not only just to keep kids occupied, show them some avenues, but in the world of racing, there are so many careers that I think extend beyond a lot of traditional sports, you know, and of course the car is the great equalizer, right? And there's huge organizations within racing that all need great, qualified, motivated, energetic, passionate people to get in involved in and kind of be part of that engine that runs racing. So Anthony, for the listeners that may not be as familiar, talk a little bit about it. I always laugh with you and say that, you know, it, of all places to start it, you started in Philadelphia, you have no advantages, but yet you've got it to this point where not only do you have the attention and support of the biggest names in racing, but you're moving out to other big markets. How did the school start?
Well, the school started because I wanted to introduce inner city kids or the urban marketplace to this multi-billion-dollar industry. Racing is a billion-dollar industry that 99.9, close to 100% of inner city kids have no access to. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to create access. And I guess the listeners or folks are asking, like, why? Well, you know, I grew up in inner city Philadelphia, and, you know, I was always a racing fan. And I was kind of like what they call a closet racing fan. So I love racing. I thought I was sexy the whole nine, but I didn't have anyone to talk to. You know, we've talked about football, baseball, basketball, things, boxing, you know, things like that. Never about racing. So when I got into the position to be able to do this, you know, I was able to talk Michael Andretti to the Andretti family, you know, back in 1998, you know, to bring his race car into the inner city of Philadelphia. And let's see what the reaction was. And the reaction was absolutely phenomenal because, again, this is something that kids dream about, but it's something that's so far-fetched for them, they feel like there's nothing they can get involved in. So I wanted to create that opportunity, and that was 26 years ago. And now we've had so many students, so many kids now who are loving racing, who want to be a part of racing, and who are watching racing and are potential fans, and their families are potential fans because of that. So this is a whole new marketplace for, you know, for NASCAR and for the racing world. So it was really about giving these kids an opportunity to be and to learn about the sport. And that's what we've done. And it's funny, like, so you mentioned the big name drivers like Jeff Gordon and Kyle Larson and Darren, you didn't mention Dale Earnhardt Jr. You know, my first event that I did on the NASCAR side was with Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Wow.
And Dale Earnhardt Jr., he actually recognized, he saw the potential of the fact that, hey, that you're right, this is a sport that has eluded not just inner city kids, but if you didn't have a lot of money or didn't have relationships, you couldn't get involved, be a part of the sport. So we're closing that gap right now, and we're really, really excited about it. So you mentioned Philadelphia, but Chicago is going to be the same thing in Chicago. We're going to give the kids in Chicago the same opportunity that they've had in that they're having in Philadelphia right now, and we're excited about that. And the drivers and the folks who are, and not just the drivers, the owners, Rick Hendrick, all these other folks who actually work with us are really excited about this.
So, Anthony, you talk about those same opportunities, and so let's talk a little bit about and share the recent open house, new facilities. We're starting here with the great, super respected, over 100 years Mercy Home. You can't start with a better group than that, and as things progress, as they have, you know, you've had 20 years in Philadelphia, you had the open house, right, I think with Harrisburg University. Talk a little bit right about that. Who was at that and just that great facility that you guys have there in Philly?
Well, one of the things we're trying to do, Danny, to be honest with you, which is really cool, as you mentioned, we partner with Harrisburg University. And I think that Prairie State in Chicago is interested in partnering, too. But we're excited about working with Mercy Home, you know, over 100 years of existence and just their reputation and things like that are really, really exciting for us. In Philadelphia, when we did our open house, as you mentioned, you know, we partner with Harrisburg University. So what that means is we're not just partnering as far as being in the same building as them, but also with resources and things like that, you know. So engineers, technicians, folks who are part of Harrisburg University, now we have access to. As far as the open house goes, it was absolutely tremendous. I mean, Steve Phelps, the president of NASCAR, was there. Jim Campbell, to have a Chevy, the head of Chevy Racing was there. I mean, city officials from Philadelphia were there. It was just a major, major event, and it was really great to see all the support of the program, you know, to actually for everyone to come out and to be a part of that. It'll be the same thing in the city of Chicago. You know, as we continue to grow the program in Chicago, we will definitely be having more and more folks, you know, to be a part of it. But as you mentioned earlier, again, Philadelphia, again, being a stick and ball sport town, it's been many years that we had to kind of like, hey, say, listen, hey, this is something that's cool that we can get kids, you know, to be a part of. And I think that now that we've done it for 26 years, people are seeing that in the city of Philadelphia right now. It's like they're excited about that. The kids are excited. I mean, the politicians are excited. I mean, everyone's excited about it. So it was a phenomenal event that we had in Philadelphia, and we're looking forward to having that same type of event in the city of Chicago. As you mentioned before, the press conference we had there a few weeks ago during the Chicago Street Race was absolutely phenomenal. And it's like we're excited about the fact of the potential of where we can actually go with this.
Yeah, and you mentioned trying to integrate yourself just as you have in Philadelphia into the communities, Mercy Home here. You mentioned Prairie State. Also, we're going to do a lot of things, right? Because I think that the excitement, once you light that fuse, is going to be there. You know, Kim Butler, your cousin, who's actually here in Chicago, yep. She had suggested participating in the Bud Billiken Parade because it's all about opportunities and sharing positivity. So there's going to be a ton with that. And before we let you go, Anthony, for those people that think, hey, what do the companies have to do? Or geez, what does the business community here have to do with NASCAR or urban racing? And, you know, there's so many synergies that are happening, like with Build Submarines. A lot of companies that you don't necessarily identify immediately with motorsports are excited about what you're doing.
Absolutely, because it's not just about motorsports and racing. It's about jobs and opportunities, too. And it's funny you mentioned Build Submarines. So Build Submarines right now is, you know, they're in racing right now, Dean, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's really more about careers, getting kids involved in CNC machining. It all ties in together, you know, for sure. I mean, obviously, race teams, they need to be able to build parts for their racing teams and for their cars and things like that. CNC machining again. But, again, you know, as far as building submarines and other military equipment, CNC machinery is important. It is needed for this stuff, but it kind of really all ties in together. And there's so many jobs, not just in the motorsports industry, but jobs that are kind of like around the motorsports industry that are tied into engineering and technical. These are all these things that are all put together. So we're excited about that. And as you mentioned, my cousin Kim Butler Brooks, we're excited. She's going to be working with us too there. So we're excited about this.
Yeah.
This is some powerful stuff here. This is really, really powerful.
It is, and we're obviously going to be talking in a bunch of different ways as we go forward. But so as we let you go, Anthony, give information like the website or social media. People can kind of stay on track with things, and, of course, we'll keep people posted as well.
Absolutely. So you can contact us. So we're at www.uyrs.com. That's UYRS.com. Please go on our website and reach out to us. Give us some thoughts or things like that, and we'll keep you abreast as to what's going on. As I mentioned before, we're excited about getting started in the fall in Chicago, and we'll be making some announcements really, really soon about that. Another thing I wanted to mention, too, real quickly, is the fact that I'll be going for this Guinness Book of World Records on September 6th. I had brain surgery on September 6th last year. And I'll be going for this Guinness Book of World Records and Jumping Jacks on September 6th to raise money for our programs. Not just for the Philadelphia program, but for the Chicago program, too.
Anthony, we're going to have a dedicated interview and feature just about that. So we're going to save most of that for it. But have a great rest of your weekend, Anthony. I can't thank you enough for everything that you're doing and for jumping on the show today.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.